This is KUNM. I'm Gwyneth Doland. New Mexico's beat-up roads cost drivers almost $2 billion a year in repairs, delays, and crash damages, according to a new report. It also says New Mexico isn't setting aside enough money to fix those roads. Politics is one of the roadblocks. Sometimes politicians are afraid to do things that most people agree with because they're worried that their opponents and the big money groups that back them will distort the facts in attack ads. To illustrate this problem, let's look at one example right here at the gas station. Gas prices are the lowest they've been in 7 years, since the depth of the Great Recession. Today, I'm spending less than half of what I paid a year ago to fill the tank. That was $20, and $2 of that was for state taxes, some of which are used to fix roads. The price of gas goes up and down, but our gas tax hasn't changed in decades. That means we have less money coming in while it's costing more to build and fix the roads. Today, a quarter of the roads in the state are in poor condition, according to a National Transportation Research Group.
A dollar of gasoline tax in 1995 bought a dollar of road. Today, it buys 56 cents.
Senator John Arthur Smith is a conservative Democrat who heads the powerful Senate Finance Committee. He tried again this year to raise the gas tax, saying it's only fair for the people who drive the most and buy the most gas to pay the most to fix the roads.
It is better to do it when the price of gasoline is at $1.50 versus $4.
But Governor Martinez, who campaigned on not raising taxes, wouldn't agree to add his proposal to the agenda this session. And Smith wasn't able to get enough support from other state lawmakers to force the issue. Over the years, polls have shown that New Mexicans would pay more for gas if it meant better roads. And we talked to some people who were in Santa Fe during this year's session who agreed. Carl Slater lives in Gallup.
I drive about 800 miles a week. I am on the road all the time, but I would be willing to pay more for gas.
Hosky Largo is from Pruitt, a small community about 20 miles northwest of Grants. He says the highways are in okay shape, but other roads need work too.
They really have a priority on I-40. It would be good to go directly to maintain or fix the roads.
So why won't lawmakers vote to raise the tax? Representative Sharon Klodzisz-Szilagy is torn. She's a Republican who represents an area between Farmington and the Navajo Nation.
It's kind of a double-edged sword for me because, yes, we'd love the money for roads, but a lot of my constituents are really happy that the gas prices are low.
Her district badly needs road upgrades, but if she voted to raise the gas tax, there'd be no guarantee that her district would get the money it needs. And she'd have to vote against her party. As a rare Republican in a largely Democratic part of the state, she says she'd be willing to buck the party line, but that she'd undoubtedly face withering negative ads for it.
Just look at the poverty rate of District 4, and there's your answer about raising taxes. You ought to see what's being run about me currently on the radio.
Governor Martinez, who many say has national ambitions, has never backed down from her pledge not to raise taxes. And this year, every New Mexico state lawmaker is up for re-election. With so much more money fueling negative ad campaigns, few elected officials dare to risk being attacked for making voters pay more at the pump. Still, other states have raised their gas taxes successfully. Tax policy expert Richard Anklum points to Wyoming, a western state with a lot of roads that's controlled by Republicans, where they raised the gas tax by 10 cents a gallon in 2013.
It's not impossible. It's just the timing has to be right for people to decide that it's worth the political capital or the pain.
The last governor to support raising the gas tax was Democrat Bruce King back in 1993. The following year, Republican Gary Johnson attacked King fiercely for raising that tax, and King lost the election. For KUNM, I'm Gwyneth Dolan.
The People, Power, and Democracy Project is a collaboration between KUNM, New Mexico PBS, and New Mexico In Depth. It's funded by the Thornburg Foundation. Find out more online at KUNM.org.